Well, we're joined on the telephone now by Frank Jewell. He's a St. Louis County Commissioner and Chair of the Steering Committee for the Heart of the Continent Partnership, which is a Canadian-American coalition of land managers and local stakeholders. Welcome, Frank.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here this evening. Well, we wanted to learn more about this partnership and what you guys are up to these days. Could you explain exactly what the Heart of the Continent Partnership is?
You described it almost perfectly as the partnership that is a group of people who are the public land managers from both sides of the border, and then stakeholders from communities and nonprofits and others from the region. We describe the region as an area, basically kind of a triangle from Duluth to Thunder Bay, and then in a kind of ice cream cone shape over to Fort Frances International Falls and then back down to Duluth. It's an area that includes the Quetico and the Boundary Waters, numerous Ontario parks and Voyageurs National Park, and many other things as well, state parks along the shore, and all of the Superior National Forest. But it really came out of initial meetings between folks from Ontario Parks and the Forest Service, because they regularly bumped up against each other as they did work along the border. But the laws related to the border really made it so they couldn't help each other out or work together to accomplish common goals. And out of initial meetings came a agreement that actually was signed off by the State Department on our side and a similar entity on the Canadian side.
When you say that Canadians and Americans are working together, on what kinds of project, or you know, what it's mostly focused on the environment?
Well, initially, really, it was to build the relationships and really to connect people and talk about the common concerns we had, to be a neutral forum for those conversations, and for us to understand issues from a Canadian perspective and vice versa. And then it also started to build this idea of an area, a place, that a brand, in a sense, of this area of the Border Lakes region and the shore of Lake Superior, that really is this remarkable place that we wanted people to know about. And additionally, to build up and sustain the communities that were part of that area. You know, it started off with things like they did a big Voyageur canoe trip around in a big circle around what they called the Heart of the Continent, and different people every few days. In 2011, they organized a conference, the Community Congress, that brought together 10 teams from Canada and the United States to work on specific areas of interest and things they would do. One was North Shore Scenic Drive. Another was the Gateway Communities to Voyageur National Park. There were what was called the FAM Tour, coming out of folks in Atikokan on the north side of the Quetico, to really interest and draw people to the region.
So you're trying to address this region as a whole, regardless of which country it's in, because of the similarity of the terrain and of the goals?
Yep, and really the connections of the people from tribal communities to our visitors, you know, the just broad range of people who inhabit and visit this region.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples of the kinds of people and organizations that are involved in this partnership.
So the kind of initial ones, as I said, were Quetico Provincial Park was an initial kind of actor, and then on the American side, the Superior National Forest. We have since added in Ontario Parks more generally, the Thunder Bay Tourism, the City of Duluth, the Iron Range IRRRB, which I can never quite remember what all the R's are.
That's okay.
For.
Most of us can't.
Yes. And so they were part of it. But then there were groups. So we also have people from Voyageurs National Park. We have people from Grand Portage who've been active. We have the Grand Portage National Monument has been involved. The cities of Grand Marais and the counties of Cook, Lake, St. Louis, and Couchiching, as well as cities within them.
So, Frank, what are some of the goals and initiatives of the Heart of the Continent Partnership? What are you trying to achieve?
Well, this piece of really creating this sense of place, this brand for an area that is encompassed by kind of the design I mentioned of these three corners and this kind of arching over the top. Really, we want that first. Secondly, we want to build this peace place for people to discuss what's going on in this region and be able to bring and to it things that people want to discuss, but also to meet other people who are interested. And then two very specific examples of something we're trying to do at the moment. One is this project with National Geographic, which I'll talk about more. And the second is a volunteer initiative, which would put together an effort to highlight volunteer opportunities across the region, but really creating this place and the idea that people do actually travel these days to volunteer if they see an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, they do. You're right. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Frank Jewell. He's a St. Louis County Commissioner and Chair of the Steering Committee for the Heart of the Continent Partnership. So, Frank, you mentioned the partnership with the National Geographic Society, and I understand from reading a little bit about it that one of the goals is to promote geotourism. So what is geotourism?
On one level, it's probably just the obvious that it's about place and coming to places, but it's really defined by National Geographic and I think more broadly as tourism that sustains or enhances the geographic character of a place, its environment, its culture, aesthetic, heritage, and the well-being of its residents. And I think when you think about it, the project itself really will reach out to communities and people across the region to invite their involvement, which that last piece about the well-being of its residents, we know, all of us who've lived for a long time in the Northland, that we've struggled on occasion with jobs, with keeping our young people here, and creating a place people want to be and where there are the jobs to support a family or an individual are really important to that. So there's an underlying piece of this that really encourages and supports that idea of the building that infrastructure that supports people.
And what will National Geographic do toward that? Because it sounds like that was the goals you just stated are part of your Heart of the Continent Partnership goals already.
One of the things that was true was we invited a speaker from National Geographic to speak at our conference in 2011. And afterwards, he invited us to become the ninth geotourism place, National Geographic geotourism area in the United States. There's 17 worldwide, I think. And he invited us because we were already thinking about what they had been thinking about and talking about as geotourism. tourism for a long time. So you're absolutely right. We were doing it. What do we get from National Geographic? Well, we obviously get the brand, the, you know, that kind of piece where when you get their stamp of approval, a lot of people sit up and notice. But additionally, their process for developing and thinking about how you invite community participation is really key. So we're going to get several concrete things out of working with National Geographic, and one less concrete, but I think probably most important. The first is we're going to get a National Geographic map identified as the heart of the continent, showing this region that I've described. Secondly, we will end up with a website that will promote the region and was the template for which was designed and the underpinning by National Geographic. Very high quality web design. But third, and I think most important, and the piece that we've already started to develop, is this outreach to communities across the region to invite their participation. And in the end, what is on the map most prominently is actually nominated. And it is that nomination process that I think that they bring to this and that they have thought about that really encourages that local connection and the things that a community themselves think are important. So it's unlikely to be the local Holiday Inn. It's more likely to be Betty's Motel on the shore, where Betty is the owner and operator. It probably includes things, or it might include things like something I learned about just recently. One of the oldest, they don't have county fairs in Canada, but the oldest municipal fair in Ontario is one that takes place just outside of Thunder Bay in the community of Oliver Papunch. And it has been going on every year for 122 years. Hmm. So when I was up there actually talking to them, a parade of tractors went by. So those are the kinds of things that are more likely to show up. The other piece is that they have this piece about local folks who actually have commentary on the site itself about what's going on in communities. And you build that. And that's obviously a responsibility of the organization, the steering committee, the partnership, to assure that all of that works.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, in the few minutes we have left, I understand that the Heart of the Continent Partnership is meeting October 3rd and 4th up at Minojin, up the Gunflint Trail.
Yes.
Tell us about that meeting and if and how the public can be involved.
We are the meeting on Thursday
and Friday.
I was right the first time.
Yep.
And it's our quarterly meeting, so we do this every quarter in some part of the Heart of the Continent. And we have on Thursday afternoon, starting about 1, we will have a series of presentations about items and things going on in the area. One of them, the presentations, is going to be on the new plan, I think, that's been put together for the Gunflint. We will also be going the next day to a Chickwack Museum, and I think we will also have a presentation from them as part of it. If people want to get involved, probably the easiest way to get involved is to simply go to our website, look at the agenda, and if you're interested, sign up. The website is simply heartofthecontinent.org. You can see what's going to happen. One of the important pieces about signing up is you have to get a boat ride over to Manojin. So
there's something really great about that, isn't there?
Yes, I absolutely love it. And every one of these, practically, not everyone, some have been a little less exciting, but every one of the meetings has been at an interesting place or has been connected to an interesting place.
Well, Frank, thanks for joining us this evening. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Nothing, but if people do want to reach me to ask more, they can do so easily at my email, which is Jewel, J-E-W-E-L-L-F, at S-T, Lewis, as in St. Louis, County, the whole word spelled out, mn.gov. And I'd love to talk to people more about it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Frank. We appreciate your time this evening.
You're welcome.